jury. It's the trial is, I guess, set to begin later next month. So we'll see how that goes. And again, you know, going back to what we talked about last week, if he walks on this, if he's found not guilty like Sean Romali was, Tom Corbett is in big trouble.
I'll tell you, I'm skeptical of Tom Corbett. He may prove to be a very formidable candidate. He has the possibilities of becoming governor, but he's going to have to prove to a lot of people, and I'm sure you're one of them and I'm one of them, that he's been even-handed. I got to tell you, as of now, I have this lingering doubt, and it could prove that he has been even-handed, but quite frankly, to me, conclusively, he hasn't proven that he's been even-handed, at least to me, as of now.
Right. Also this week, Tom Knox, who was running for governor, was in the race. He's dropped out and has endorsed Dan Honorato. I'm not sure where that's going to go, but again, you pick up an endorsement. To me, Honorato seems to be the guy.
I like Jack Wagner. I like both of them. I personally like Jack Wagner, but Honorato has the ability to raise a lot of money, and he has labor support.
Well, that, and he has executive
experience. So does Wagner, too.
And he has executive experience.
And if you listen to him, I'm impressed by his presence. I mean, I believe he could be a very formidable candidate, as I believe Jack Wagner could be.
But the thing for me is that he has executive experience. As much as I hate Pittsburgh, and I always have.
Yeah, but ever that's since that Cleveland prejudice
okay,
thing.
Well, here again.
Get over it. You get your head knocked in every year by the Steelers. You know, hey, that's not Honorado's fault.
And here's a guy who claims to know so much about sports who doesn't realize that the team that I like play the Steelers maybe once every decade. So get over it.
That's right. Your Browns moved to Baltimore, didn't they?
Well, which I cannot stand. They're not my Browns.
Oh, okay.
I was always a Broncos fan.
As Rick Smith would say, I never owned them.
I don't. They're not my team. The team I follow is the Broncos.
Okay.
Anyway. But, you know, here again, I think Honorato is probably going to be the guy. I think that's going to be the what's going on. And it'll be interesting to see where that takes us. I think the big part of this, though, is if this trial goes the way it may, I think he's going to have serious problems.
You know, there is a movement in the legislature to bar people from holding one office while running for another. There's going to be some people looking at that.
Well, here's the
thing. From an ethical standpoint.
I mean, most of them do. I mean, like Congressman Sestak, he's not running for his congressional seat so he can focus on the senatorial race. Most people do both. Is that right?
When you're running for governor and you're the attorney general, you're coming right up to the line there where you know what I'm saying? The ethical questions?
Yeah, it's a
real quandary. Is that ethical?
It's like when Bill Schuster sends me the four-page glossy propaganda piece that my tax dollars paid for.
Should only a ruse to fool the feeble-minded.
Yeah, but I'm not feeble-minded. I look at the thing and I go, this is propaganda. And it's my you know, the worst part about it is it's propaganda. I know it's propaganda, and I'm paying for it. It's like saying thank you to somebody who's kicking me in the behind. But here again, last story before we wrap things up. One of those things that just makes me laugh. There is now going to be, and you can laugh along with me, there's now going to be a whites-only basketball league. It's launching in 12 cities. Commissioner Don Moose Lewis denies it has anything to do with racism. He says there's nothing hatred. There's nothing hatred about what we're doing, he said. I don't hate anyone of color, but people... but people of white American-born citizens are now in the minority. Here's a league for white players to play fundamental basketball, which they like. So basically what's going to happen is nobody's going to watch this. It's not going to be on TV. It's going to be a bunch of slow white guys passing the ball, doing bounce passes, two-handed bounce passes.
Did you notice what else he said? He said, we're not going to play street ball. In
right.
other words, we're not quick enough or fast enough to play fashion.
Right. So basically no entertainment value whatsoever.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life.
And there'll be no dunks. In fact, in this league, what I would propose for the whites-only basketball league, a dunk would be worth like 4 points. A three-pointer is worth one. So the closer you get, the more the points. If you want to make it interesting, pathetic. anyway, thanks for
rename it the Fat White Players Basketball League.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I love playing basketball, but I just don't think anybody would want to watch me play.
Fit right in, right?
There you go. anyway, I want to thank our guest, Terrence Heath, from the Campaign for America's Future, OurFuture.org, and also the good Congressman Joe Sestak. Thanks for his time as well, JoeSestak.com. Again, you want to email me, Rick@TheRickSmithShow.com. I appreciate it. Thanks for being here, and we will see you right here noon tomorrow.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday from noon until 2 p.m. on WHYL AM 960. Or interact with us anytime at TheRickSmithShow.com. Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The democracy is coming to the USA.
Conversation cussing and it is cussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! Welcome to Friday, and it being Friday and this being the horn, it's Friday on the front porch, y'all, youns, youse guys, everybody, Friday on the front porch. I hope you, well, kind of tough to use the word enjoyed, at least with regard to about half of it, but I hope you found as interesting as did I the debate, so-called, last night from the University of Charleston in Charleston, West Virginia, between Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the human embodiment of, I don't know, slime mold, dung beetle, the human excrescence, you know, Don Blankenship. Because Ferg and Margie and Agnes and I were there. And, wow, was it something. It was, how can I best put this? It was like watching one guy speaking English, Mr. Kennedy, and a guy from planet Zlolak speaking Zlolakian with a bad Martian accent. One of the things I found most interesting out of the debate last night was the fact that Mr. Blankenship spent as much time debating himself as he did Mr. Kennedy. Because Blankenship was one giant, howling self-contradiction. All that business about how coal's our national security, all the while that he's talking about how much coal he's selling to China. Well, look, you know, I'm sorry, you know, the... It doesn't cut both. It's only one. You can't have both of those. It's either important to our national security and we need to keep it here, or it's okay to just rip the shit out of Appalachia for your ceaseless profit motives. Not both. But that didn't seem to.